Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh, never frozen char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Carteret County winner Abby Jolly. Then we'll speak with MicroSprint race director Kim Brzezinski. And we'll have a conversation with Newport winner Martin Nesbitt. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Tennessee at Wartburg. Bradley Llewellyn gets that one. Jason Manley, the trophy at Mountain View. Tazwell to Tyler Erb. Ben Ebling, another win at Kingsport. And I-75 goes to Ricky Weiss. Dustin Rumley, the victor at Ace Speedway in North Carolina. Rockfish to Brody Snyder. Brandon Ward had him going crazy at Bowman Gray Stadium, taking the win. Brandon White, the same at Gastonia. County Line Raceway to Christian Thomas. Josh Harris wins East Lincoln. Hickory to Tristan Bruce. And Carson Hayslip back in the winner's circle at Wake County. Lancaster, South Carolina. Blue Ridge Outlaw Late Models. Ryan Cheeseburger Mullis getting that one. Rod Tucker victorious at Travelers Rest. Orange County goes to Jasper Brown. Cameron Lambert victorious at Sugar Tea. Anderson to AA, Archie Adams. Travis Steele wins Cherokee, and Florence goes to Cody Kelly. Down in Georgia at Swainsboro, it's Justin Hart. Dante Curtis wins North Georgia. Winder Barrow to Chris Woods, and Kenny Collins another victory at Toccoa. Auburndale in Florida to Jason Vale. Colby Jackson wins Marion County. Fort Payne, Alabama to Kyle Courtney, while Woody Howard wins at Langley in Virginia. And over at Natural Bridge, it's Tyler Bear. Brayson Fulton wins Beckley, West Virginia, while at Princeton, it's TJ Salango. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, we told you about marriage in real time. How about a husband and wife running side and racing beside each other on the track at Carteret County? But we're going to chat with the driver that ended up in victory lane, Abby Jolly. What were those laps like when you were looking up in the mirror and you're like, hey, I know that guy. I married him.
I'll be honest. I knew he was coming. He started last, so I knew. I was like, okay, well, if I can get out front and just set my pace, I got to make sure to maintain that. My spotter did a really good job of letting me know. At first, it was 10 car lengths, 5 car lengths, and then 2. So I knew he was getting closer, and I had to put the pedal down to the floor.
Now, I know your car looks like a truck, and you've got Brigadoon Animal Hospital on it, so I don't want to say bad things so much about a doghouse, but if your husband had gotten up there and bumped you, does that mean he was going to be in the doghouse?
100%. He'd be on the couch for sure.
Oh, man. On the ProFabrication.com hotline, Abby Jolly, getting the win, your first win at Carteret County Speedway, the just gorgeous track out there by the coast of North Carolina. As those laps are starting to wind down, are you kind of sensing, you know, intuition between married couples? You know, where's he going to make his move? How am I going to block this rascal when he goes and tries to do something?
So I knew for sure that I had to hold my line. I have this really bad habit. It's probably to do with my throttle control, but I have this horrible habit of blowing wins, right? I'm notorious for leading laps and then eventually losing, always second or third, right? So I knew I had to hold my line, and I heard my spotter come and say that he's 5 car lengths, and then a couple laps later it was 2. So I knew, okay, let me hold it to the inside wall here because I'm not going to let him get around me. So I was able to do that, but I was definitely starting to hold my breath there towards the last couple laps.
Abby Jolly, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Well, race drivers will often talk about leading and then the noises and things in the car, as well as different, you know, dynamics in the race car. Was any of that starting to become part of the combination that made the pressure intensify?
I mean, a little bit, but I think my biggest thing is that I was so worried that he was getting closer. So I knew, I was like, okay, let me just go ahead and hit this mark right here. And I had to really slow everything down, which is so hard to do while you're in the car. So I just took a deep breath. I said, okay, well, I'm not going to lose this. There's no way that I can lose this. So I just did the best I could and held her down to the inside wall there, and we made it happen. So it was a really surreal feeling. It was awesome, but everything definitely slows down. I could faintly hear the announcer announce that
Oh
I was
my.
coming to the finish line. So that was kind of cool, but that was tough for sure.
Outdueled her husband to take the victory in the mini stock division at Carteret County. And I mentioned that you've got a truck body on what I believe is typically a Honda Civic or one like that. But how did you fall in love with truck racing?
Yeah, so I've always loved the NASCAR Truck Series. So when I was very little, my dad took me to my first NASCAR race in Darlington, South Carolina, which anybody who knows NASCAR knows that is probably one of the best racetracks there has ever been. And I went down to the pit road, and Todd Bodine gave me an autograph card. And I carried that for years, but I mean, he was my favorite driver back then. And it was just so awesome to see the trucks in action. So that's kind of the inspiration for choosing that body for my mini stock.
Wow, Abby Jolly, a truck body on a mini stock, taking the win over the entire field, and the guy in second, who happens to be her husband, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So, was there any, wager between his husband got to cook breakfast now? Is there any extra favors this week for you that the personal bet might have entailed?
Yeah, so I know for sure the one thing he did say, he was like, well, it's time to start working on my stuff. So I think it ex inspired him. We're going to unload the cars Friday night and get to work, because now that he's trying to say he needs to work on it, I'm like, okay, go ahead and work on it so that way I can beat you again.
And beat him again and again and again is, I'm sure, the plan, as they'll be racing throughout the year at Carteret County and tracks across Eastern Carolina. Abby Jolly, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. What a joy to watch those videos Andy Marquis and the track have put out. Abby, super congratulations. Thank you for taking the time to join us on the ProFab hotline. Fans, stay with us. We've got more coming up on PRN at the Track. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings, all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network. NASCAR memory with Doug Rice and Kyle Petty.
One of the most iconic moments in the history of the sport. Your dad and David Pearson racing for the win at Daytona 76.
I learned more from my dad in that moment than probably all the years of being his son before that. Ran that race, comes down to the last lap. Pearson passes Petty. Petty passes Pearson. My dad passes him going into turn three, sweeps up in front of him. They kind of cross over. They get together coming out of turn four. Even though they're running 180, 90, 200 miles an hour, it's the most slow motion wreck in the history of time. As you watch my dad spin and spin down into the grass, you watch Pearson's car with the front end just caved in, come to a stop. And we all leave pit road and run out to the grass. You can see it's myself, it's Barry Dodson, it's Wade Thornburg, it's Dale Inman. We run out and we push the car across the line. We didn't know that if you help the car across the line on the last lap, you're penalized the lap. So if you go back and look at that, my dad finished one lap down in the Daytona 500 that year.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing. And we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the race director at Blanket Hill Speedway in Pennsylvania, Kim Brzezinski. Hey, Kim, welcome to the show. I think been at Blanket Hill Speedway one time. Help us remember or know what the track is like that you race direct and what vehicles are out there racing.
Blanket Hill Speedway is a little 1/5 mile track outside of Gatanning, PA. We race weekly on Saturday nights starting at 7, and we host junior sprints, bandits, 600 adults, 600 juniors, 270 adults, 270 juniors, dwarfs, and mod lights.
Wow, a whole plethora of small-based vehicles like you would see down here at Rockfish, maybe sometimes at Millbridge, up in the Midwest, where certainly Pennsylvania is, Mid-America, Goods Raceway over to US 24. Many of the vehicles that race in the grassroots of all racing, the starting positions, if you will, of where racers are made and developed and work their way up into the later and bigger car divisions all across America. And we're chatting with the race director at Blanket Hill Speedway, Kim Brzezinski. She's on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So, you know, I've heard the job described as, you know, an air traffic controller. And with little kids, it's kind of like, you know, you're as a school teacher, principal sometimes. How do you describe what you do to people that say, what the heck's a race director?
Well, a race director, in my eyes, I kind of just run the show for the night, try to keep it running smooth, try to keep, you know, cars on the track, try to keep just a good show for the crowd, for the people in the stands, you know, keeping the line.
How do you
proper.
Talk to Kim Brzezinski, the race director at mm-hmm. Blanket Hill Speedway on the ProFabrication.com hotline? How do you talk to the drivers? You know, we see the flagman maybe, you know, shake a certain mm-hmm. flag at a driver, but how in the moment are you communicating it, and what's that like from your end to, you know, direct while all the, you know, things are happening out there?
Right. Yeah. Honestly, the first year I did this job, I was totally, you know, this was completely new to me, although I have grown up in racing since I was 2. And I had a driver come to me and say, the less talking, the better, more or less, you know, they're focusing. They don't need to have the interruption. And
how are they hearing you? Because it's not on the PA.
They hear, right. We use receivers. So it's a one-way communication from me to them. And then it's more or less, I let them know that, you know, they're coming, you'll get the green next time around. If there's a yellow flag, I will let them know, you know, yellow, where it's at,
but wait a minute now, Kim Brzezinski, mm-hmm. The race director at Blanket Hill Speedway on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Those are the nice things that happen out on the racetrack and such. What happens when somebody out there in one of those divisions is a little, let's say, naughty? What does Miss Kim say sort of over the radio?
Well, I've had some incidents where we've had some not so nice. And it's, you know, I have learned over 5 years of doing this that you need to stay calm. You need to keep your cool. Sometimes it's not that easy, but it's more or less just, you know, usually the guys are really good about it. We do have a really, really good group of drivers at Blanket Hill Speedway, but there have been times where I've had to say, you know, listen, you know, I'm only telling you one more time, if you don't do what you're being told, you're going to, you know, get black flagged, head to the pits or whatever the situation is, you know, so you do need to put a foot down, but you also have to just stay calm, you know, keep a level head about it. And remember that these people are, you know, they're here, they're your customers, quote unquote. You want them to come back weekly, and you, you know, want to still ultimately put on a good show for the crowd, for the people that come to watch. So, sometimes it can be trying.
Well, from all reports, we are speaking with one of the fine race directors anywhere you could find. Race director at Blanket Hill Speedway, Kim Brzezinski, chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So, Kim, you mentioned you've been going to racetracks since you were a couple years old. How did you get the bug to be a race director?
Just I never thought I'd be a race director. I've just always been involved in racing one way or the other, whether it was, you know, on a pit crew, cleaning helmets. I started out a few years, well, I was several years ago, the prior promoter. I knew that him and his wife, and I had did hand scoring for them. That only lasted for about 2 years. They, you know, closed the track back up again. Blanket Hill then sat dormant for about 10 years.
Hold on just one second. Mm-hmm. Hand scoring. Sure. Hand scoring, yes. to me, in my novice opinion, is like a court stenographer trying to write while loud, noisy things are making laps. Is that kind of it?
Yes, very much so. It is, you learn very quickly how to be able to watch the cars on the track, but write numbers across the line without looking at that line. And then you have to learn to decipher your handwriting at the end of the race. So yeah, it's kind of like putting chicken scratch down on a piece of paper, but it's your chicken scratch, so you know how to read it ultimately at the end.
Kim Brzezinski, race director, Blanket Hill Speedway on the ProFab Hotline. Well then, you know, was it a benefit to have gone through that when you went to become race director and had to watch every car every second?
Yes, it definitely helps, because you have to learn to focus, and you have to be able to know who's out there and who's where. And the same thing, it's just a little bit of a bigger scale, I guess, as a race director, because it's, you want to try to keep your eyes on all four corners and to see who's doing what, and, you know, if a yellow comes out, who caused it, and, you know, who's going to get called for it. And so there's a lot to it, but yes, it ultimately helped me out with that aspect of it. Yes.
The calm but stern voice of race director Kim Brzezinski at Blanket Hill Speedway every Saturday night, starting next Saturday. They'll be opened up in a week or so. You got to get up to Katanning, Pennsylvania, and see the show that the crew there puts on with the help of race director Kim Brzezinski. Kim, thanks for taking the time to be with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
Riders, start your engines!
Atlanta Motor Speedway is built for battles. High speeds, tight packs, dramatic finishes.
Crossover move! They're three wide for the lead!
But you've never seen Atlanta Motor Speedway like this, under the lights, where every moment feels bigger. Experience the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, Saturday, June 28th, under the lights in Atlanta. Get your tickets now at AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The speed, the drama, the only NASCAR race in California. The Toyota Save Mart 350 NASCAR Weekend rolls into Sonoma Raceway July 11th through 13th. 3 days of high-speed thrills, edge-of-your-seat action, and family fun in the heart of wine country. Bring the whole family. Kids tickets start at just $10. Don't miss NASCAR's biggest stars battling for victory. Get your tickets now at SonomaRaceway.com. This is NASCAR. This is California. This is Sonoma.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Cookout. Always fresh, never frozen, char-grilled hamburgers. Stop in to Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed.
Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Welcome back, not only to Victory Lane, but to Newport Speedway. Martin Nesbitt took the Leapfrog Landscaping Chevrolet. You cut right through the field a couple of times. From what I saw in the reports, it had to be exciting. How did the 2011 and 12 late model champ from over that way feel about getting back there to Newport Speedway to take this victory?
I would have been fine had I not won the race. Just the fact that Newport Speedway reopened, I never thought I'd set foot on that property again, you know, with a race car. And it's such a gem, so unique. It's like a little Bristol for people that, you know, either can't afford or don't have the cars that run at Bristol. It's a mini Bristol is what it is, and it's just so unique.
Martin Nesbitt on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Newport Speedway, Tennessee winner. And I've been to that track, and it had a junkyard right up to the back of it back in the UARA days and stuff.
Yep.
And all's cramped in there and all. How pretty is the place now?
Oh, man, you literally wouldn't recognize it. All the junk cars are gone. They've revitalized the whole facilities. I mean, it's just it's a true gem. And I think that the sky's the limit for the track. I really do.
Martin Nesbitt on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Winner at Newport, Tennessee Speedway, a track that has been closed for quite a while. All of us thought we had seen our last days there, but lo and behold, Martin got it done, and the track taking a win. And those folks that, the race was about, very special to you through your relationships there. What can you tell us about the family this race was dedicated to?
Yeah, so that was the main reason I came over was, so Jeff Caldwell, lifelong friend of mine, his father, Ted Caldwell, was a staple at every late model race from probably the 70s till he passed away in the 2000s. And this was a memorial race. It's an annual race that was being held prior to Newport closing, and I was tickled to death that they came back. And, Jeff took the bull by the horn, so to speak, and went out and raised a ton of lap money and a ton of money for the race. And it couldn't have gone off better. It was just truly an honor to him and an honor to me to say I won the race.
And Martin Nesbitt did just that. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away, including the Gasco gaskets that they now make at ProFabrication.com. So, Mart, the track, I remember those big, high-banked, paved corners and all. Had they, kind of monkeyed around with that? That surface was pretty sweet to race on back in the day. What was it like, last weekend?
Yeah, so interestingly, that's the one thing, and I'm thankful that they didn't mess with the surface. We've had to patch it a little bit and that kind of stuff. But other than tire wear did take play a role in this race. It used not to at Newport, but the track sat for 7 or 8 years and the rain just etched away the asphalt, and it was kind of like Florence or Myrtle Beach over there, so we had to really watch our right rear and make sure we had enough tire at the end.
Art Nesbitt, the winner at Newport Speedway in Tennessee, a track revitalized after all those years of sitting dormant, now a beautiful showplace in eastern Tennessee, Newport, right off the freeway, easy to get to. This place going to, clearly from Martin's words and what we can see on their Facebook, going to be a showplace once again. And there was one man behind it that has invested over seven figures into this track now.
Yeah. So Chuck Ward is the new owner. Those that don't know him, I'm sure they know his other source of income, which he is the owner of Coyote Joe's famous bar in Knoxville, and lifelong race fan and car owner, racer, and so forth. And he came in, and not only did he pay, a pretty good price to get the racetrack, he spent double that fixing it. And you can see it. I mean, it's just all new fencing, all new pavement, gravel, bleachers, facilities, bathrooms, you name it.
Wow.
It's like a new racetrack with the old character of the old surface still there.
Man, that's music to my ears. Martin Nesbitt on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Newport Speedway winner, a track that we've all got to find time this summer and in coming years to get back to see this great facility. But you got to see it up front, then you fell back, then you got inverted. I mean, how did the race play out? How were you in so many positions and then the right one at the finish?
Well, first of all, it was a really tight field. I think we started 23, 24 cars, but there was four cars within, 3,500 for the pole, and the top 15 were within, you know, a tenth and a half of each other, less than a tenth. So we ended up starting fourth and got to third and then kind of stalled out at the halfway. And then at the invert, we're lucky enough to catch the invert. And once we got track position, we were able to take control of the race and stay in control. But it was just all the cars receive. And there was probably four or five cars there. If you put them at the front, it's hard to pass it. I mean, and that's the racing you want to see. And it was good, hard racing. We had three or four different leaders in the race, which is always good for the fans. And just a really good show.
The driver of the Leapfrog Landscaping, Allen's Jewelry and Pawn, Chevrolet, Newport Speedway winner, former track champion there, way too many years to talk about back, Martin Nesmith on the profabrication.com hotline. You know, when you look back to those early days to now today, what is different and in a good way about now that you like, sliding back into the car every once in a while?
Well, I joke with everybody. I just tell them I'm a slow learner. They're always like, "Oh man, why are you still racing?" And I said, "Well, you know, I don't catch on real quick." But in all seriousness, once we got done trying to chase bigger things and with the Hooters and had a ton of success, fun, and all that in that, I wouldn't change going back. But we got back to our roots and just fell back in love with racing for the sake of racing and the camaraderie, the friendships we've built over our life and. You know, my daughter's still racing, doing very well. She's right now pregnant with our second grandchild. So that's the reason that I got to drive this weekend. Otherwise, she'd have been wheeling it. So I drive a little bit here and there and still have fun. And it's kind of a challenge to me to prove to him I can still do it.
There you go. And he proved to it for sure at Newport Speedway. Martin Nesmith, the winner from last weekend. Congratulations on that. You can follow him on his Facebook. I bet those grandbaby pictures will be popping up soon. Martin Nesmith, congratulations. Appreciate you being on the profabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the track.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find your nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
A NASCAR memory with Doug Rice and Kyle Petty.
They established the Hall of Fame. First two people that get in, besides your dad, is Bill French Sr. and yep. Bill Jr. Your time behind the wheel overlapped with Bill Jr., didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, for sure. For sure. I was called to the truck many times while Bill Jr. was in there. But you know what? What I remember about Bill Jr. as much as anything was being a kid and him sitting and talking to my dad or talking to my granddad. And Bill Sr. would be in some of those conversations. But you'd sit down at the racetrack and they would talk about where the sport was and where the sport was going. Bill was never satisfied with where the sport was. And that is the one thing that I came to admire about him. At the time, I didn't. At the time, I didn't appreciate it as much. But, you know, I'll never forget we were doing some stuff and I was driving for Felix and I was called to the truck and I was reminded gently by Bill France Jr. that this was his sport. And if I would like to participate in his sport, that I needed to kind of change my ways. And I changed my ways so that I could participate in his sport.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Now, this weekend may have its challenges with weather, but, you know, April showers and such. Follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza, Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.